Anthony! 13 seconds! And 13 seconds!
Anthony Ferrara was diagnosed with a degenerative eye disease at a very young age. His quest to be just another kid led by his supportive family set the stage for A Shot in the Dark, a new film documenting Anthony's run at a state championship.
Listen, I grew up blind and didn't let that ever stop me. I was denied from a school I wasn't able to go to. I used wrestling to as an outlet to really grow and learn things about myself.
Christian Brothers Academy in Lincroft is the school that Anthony is referring to. His older brother Oliver was a wrestling star at CBA, and like the sport, Anthony wanted to follow in his footsteps.
And I got a phone call. We will not be able to accommodate him academically or environmentally.
When the new guy became principal, he unaccepted Anthony after he'd already been accepted.
Not going somewhere we're not wanted.
So he's been dealing with that, the haters of the world, because of the way that he has to wrestle.
Film producer Chris Sikorsky decided to make A Shot in the Dark after watching a sizzle reel made by Anthony's brother Oliver.
It was a long project. We started it in 2012, the summer of 2012, and literally today I am still making changes to it. So yeah, it's still going on. There's still little tweaks happening. It's been 6 years.
My goals for my senior year are to get over 123 wins, to win districts, win regions, and win states. I don't even want to lose a high school match again.
A few canceled matches due to Superstorm Sandy in his senior year would prevent Anthony the chance to become the winningest wrestler in St. John Vianney history. After a series of setbacks in college, he retired from the sport, but Anthony has found other ways to pass time.
I play a lot of acoustic blues stuff, and my dad plays trumpet, so I'll have him come whenever he can. And, you know, I have friends that play harmonica and flute and guitar, drums, bass, keyboard. I have steady restaurant jobs, so I really love it. You know, music's like a big part of me.
And outside of music, Anthony Ferraro has taken up motivational speaking.
I just got one for a wrestling team in Massachusetts, and I got one for a volleyball team around in Montclair, so I'm trying to get as much speaking as possible and trying to speak to schools. You know, I can speak to like programs, events, like about just building teams and you know, not giving up and overcoming adversity and just challenges in life and just all types of things, you know.
I think we have an obligation to treat him as we would any other wrestler.
I know it hurts. I've been there.
Anthony doesn't really try to hide his blindness.
He wants to be independent.
He wants to be like any other kid.
Inbound! On the way! That's two!
The only disability is a bad attitude, and I believe that, you know, we all have a story to tell and we all have a purpose, and we need to sit with ourselves to find that purpose.
The U.S. Paralympic judo team recently asked Anthony if he'd like to learn a new sport. He's currently training for the 2020 Paralympics in Tokyo. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Meng Santos in Red Bank.